And welcome back to Day the Watarda Parliament Talk Show. I'm your host, Lent Stacey. And joining me as the third candidate today is Ross Montour. Welcome, Ross. This is a little weird.
Well, I don't want to take too much time with the weirdness of it all. But many people know me here as the host of Day the Watarda, along with yourself. Not as many people may know, but I'm on the board of directors of K103 as well. But anyways, to begin, I want to start by first thanking all of Ganawangi, welcoming Ganawangi to hear what my words are. But I want to take a moment also to send out a note of sympathy to the family of Dave Canadian, KSS wrestling coach, who served this community proudly, well, over many, many years. We should pause it. Half the community may not be hearing these words because half the community seems to be there at his service. Hats off to Dave for all the work. We owe him a lot as a community. First of all, I'd like to begin introducing myself to those who may not know me. My name is Gagreta Guerra Ross Montour. As I mentioned before, my parents are Matthew Gagreta Guerra Montour, also known as the General, and his first wife, Blanche Shanks, her mother was Wardizan Dalaboost, and her great uncle was Peter Horn. My great grandfather on my maternal side was John Dagane, Dalaboost. And on my father's side, my grandfather, of course, was on the Mohawk. Wasn't the Mohawk Council then. He was chief for a while, and he was on the council, and his father before him was one of the last of the condoled Ganawangi life chiefs. And so I honor all of those people in my own background. So that's by way of my introduction. I look forward to the upcoming election. And what I would like to say in terms of that is that I'm committed to bringing to the Mohawk Council table a clear, open mind, which is focused on working as a member of a team of individuals whose his goals are aimed at advancing the needs and aspirations of Gatlin Wangarono socially, economically, and politically. I believe I possess a strong and sound understanding of the issues facing Gatlin Wangarono, both internally and externally, and I believe that more than ever there's a profound need to gather our minds together in a strong, unified way, because the challenges that we're facing in terms of the previous candidate was talking about the development of the Department of Indian Affairs. Right now there's a process ongoing with the federal government to begin to say, look at how they intend to honor and respect the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, which really is within the framework of the Canadian Constitution and their Charter of Rights. And I think that's not our way. We need to have our own. We have that capacity. We already have a constitution, which is our great law, but we need to have a charter and a system of a judiciary system and governance structure that will support our laws and protect our people in the days to come. We need to decide what our path is, not the federal government of Canada, not the provinces. When the government decides, they're going to devolve all of that to their. We need to set a course, chart our own way as Ngwaihoni people, as Mohawk people, which is based on our culture, which is based on our values, which is, I think, to me, if I think about it in terms of on a personal level, I think about Ahandigariya Dekwa. And the Ahandigariya Dekwa encompasses all of our values. And that is really, for me, the core of why I say I want to bring the good mind to the table. There are many people sitting currently at the table who have devoted themselves to working for the community, which is, I think, what we should all be doing. And I think I'm listening to all of the candidates. I listen to all of the speeches on Candidates Night. And I believe that everybody, each in their own way, is bringing that to the table. And so that's my commitment as a candidate for Mohawk Councillor Ganawangi, is that my commitment is that I will be there 24/7, 7 days a week, with a clear an open mind, okay, committed to working together for the best interests of all Ganawagi. I don't know if you want to jump in with a question.
No, I was just going to comment on your description, I guess, is what you see to me that is parallels the traditional government approach that the community's been asking for, is what you described.
Yes. I mean, without using terms like traditional
government. I'm just using, yeah.
You know, but that's our identity.
Yeah.
And those things need to be reflected in everything that we do. It's not a question to me of whether, you know, you're Longhouse, or whether you're Catholic, or whether you're any particular other ism in Ganawagi. The one thing that we are is Ganawagi Rono. You know, when you look at it, you know, what are our values? Our values are is that we're all family. Okay, every one of us can find a way that links us together. Okay, that's the web of Ganawagi. That's our web of creation. And that's when you talk about a return to traditional government. When I think about things like having a strong political table and with strong unified political statements, dealing with outside governments is based on those things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what informs us. That's the battle that we need to. That's the way we need to fight that battle.
Yeah. Okay. A question is why are you seeking a position on council? What made you decide to run?
You know, a part of it I've talked about. A part of it is, and it sounds like kind of like flaky, maybe to some people. I don't know, but to me, I think about my own family background and a commitment there. You know, I mean, in a relationship with Linda Lill, who many people know. Her father was Andrew T. DeLille, who was a former Grand Chief of Ganawagi. He was involved at the beginning of his political service to the community with my grandfather, and before him, his father.
So you're saying it's in the blood.
I don't want to put it that way, but that's what it is. I want to honor that. I want to honor my ancestors in bringing myself forward to the community, because I believe they had the same interests as I have. My grandfather, you know, the last time he was chief in the late 1940s, when the Seaway was all unfolding, traveled to Ottawa with a group of other people on the council, and at that time they said to the government, we want your Indian agent out of Ganawagi. We want the RCMP out. We want the restoration of our own traditional government back. Okay, so that's there. You know, I mean, that's there. If I look at my great-great uncle Peter Horn and the Longhouse that was formed during his lifetime or rekindled here in Ganawagi in the 1920s, that was also there. We have been struggling for 140 years since the imposition of the Indian Act to get out of the Indian Act.
Yeah.
How we get out of it is important, though. It has to be based on our values and our direction, our choices.
Okay. Speaking of that, what are the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately in the community?
One of the things, you know what, the last time I ran, I had a woman that nominated me, and I went to see her, and you know what she said? She was discouraged because she felt that people were not being heard. They were not being listened to. When at Candidates Night, I mean, I listened to the people talk about, you know, their desire to have monthly meetings. You know, there is an awful lot of information that's provided. But people talked about whether there was agendas that were presented at community meetings every 3 months, and there's not enough, like 3 months, so you can get to it at that meeting. You got to wait 3 months to bring it back up again, and the open discussion was right at the end. Sometimes it got short. So one of the things that I carry forward as a commitment from based on listening to the people is that we need to have, I'm thinking of it in terms of monthly meetings, in terms of, call it gathering the minds, and let the community decide what the agenda is, what's on their mind. So that's an important thing. I listen to people talk about the issue of addictions in our community, and that's an issue top to bottom in our community, okay? That's as leaders, okay, we need to live that in our lives, okay? We have to be the role models for that. So that's one thing. We need to work on bringing those people who are suffering through addictions, bring them closer. I don't think we should be pushing them further away. There was talk about dealing with the illicit drugs that are available in the community on the street, and we have to deal with that. We have to deal with those people too, you know. But we also have to be able to deal with the people who are there, you know. There's the legal side of it, but there's the social side too. Why are you doing this? Why are you seeing this as the only way to provide for your family? We have to provide other options. So economy is one of the main things too, as well as our spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Okay, so that's really important. One of the other things I have to say is that we really, really need to work on strengthening the governance system. We have to strengthen our laws. We have to strengthen judiciary to be able to hear our laws. I don't think we should ever, ever again have to have something settled that has to do with our affairs in a Canadian or Quebec court.
Yeah. Okay, so you hit some really good ones. Why should community members vote for you?
Well, I think I would hope if you cast your vote for me, cast your vote because you believe that I possess the qualities that I'm talking about, which are love for this community. You know what? This is my philosophy about sitting at the table. I don't pretend that there are 12 people who are all going to magically have one mind, okay? But we have one thing, okay? We don't have to agree on every single thing except one, that we're all here to serve Ganawage Rono, okay? And that's what I hope you will see the value of my being present on the table. That's what I'll bring to the table, is an openness to talking to people, to sharing those values.
Okay. One of the last questions I had was, what is your vision for Ganawage's future, next 5-10 years? What do you see?
Well, I would say that in the next 5 to 10 years, you know, it's been alluded to already before, is that the Ganawage vision statement, Clinton talked about that earlier today. Andrew DeLille, that was one of the things before he took sick, was that we really need to be focused on making that apparent in every area of our lives and how we do things, how we make laws, we need to work to making how we deliver service. Social services has to be brought under that, okay, and not the province. You know, when you think about the Youth Protection Act, okay, that really needs to be under our own traditional values. So in the future, what I see is a strong Ganawage that has set its own course, has decided for itself our own way of getting out of the Indian Act, which is what our ancestors wanted in the way that they wanted it, that we will be strong in our language. Gariwanoru, right, for instance, okay, they're in jeopardy because of a lack of funds and a lack of a secure base for the school. So I'm committed to that as well. But that I see the language coming back. I see the culture being strong. I see that politically we're on. You know, one of the things I want to say just in closing while I got a moment is, you know, we have to gather the education of our youth and combine it with the wisdom and knowledge of our elders. Okay? The education is fine. Okay? But we have to recognize that we have a lot of elders here who attended the University of Ungwahumwe Ganawage campus for their whole lives, and they need to be heard too. They need our protection, they need their assistance, and they will continue to be heard.
Okay.
So now I want to thank people for listening to my words, and I hope that you'll put an X next to my name. But regardless of what the community chooses, I will be there for the community always.
Thank you, Ross, for dropping in, and good luck on Saturday. A lot of good points, actually some excellent points.
Nyawa goa.
All right. Coming up tomorrow on Data with Tardis, the All Gonna Get Her show with Zaze Donalio. Up next with the 1 o'clock news is Paul Grave. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Onagiwahi.